to the Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest again, going over to the other side of the pond, which I like going there all the time. I wish I could go there in real life, but maybe soon. So let's welcome to the show, In Retrospect.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and for me, In Retrospect, it was nice when I was able to go over to the UK.
One day, man, again, when all this COVID stuff's over.
Oh God, it's killing me.
Yeah, it's not great, man. I mean, we've kind of got a bit of a silver lining over here. Everything's supposed to reopen on the 21st of June again, but whether it does or not, that's another question, isn't it?
That's amazing. Now here in Florida, we're open. We've been open, but it's Florida, so it's like we're stuck in Florida. I don't like being stuck here.
I wouldn't mind being stuck in Florida compared to the UK.
I don't know. Yeah, you would say that now, but after a year, you would be like, oh, get me back home. But here's the thing. You guys have great music.
Thanks, man. Thanks very much.
So tell our listeners a little bit about you guys and how you would describe your music. And I don't mean genre, because I hate genres, because it's just putting a label on a band. You know, how would you give them a description of who you are?
It's a bit weird. I mean, we try not to categorize ourselves in a genre as such. We just kind of take inspiration out from what we all listen to. I mean, we've all got different backgrounds, whether it's from heavy music or whether it's R&B or whether it's rap. I don't know. We all have sort of different intakes. And we kind of just try to use it and go with it rather than just saying we fit into this category. Let's stick with this. It does tend to be quite heavy, but then you've always got the melodic bits, which we really, really like sort of in the middle of the songs, which has worked really, really well for us. So it's kind of a bit random, if I'm honest.
I like that.
It's the best way to be.
I think so, because that's when it's real. You know what I'm saying? You're not like plugging in some formula or doing something because somebody wants you somewhere. You're just playing music that comes from your soul.
Yeah, man. And we tend to like write in stages. So we might write like a collective of 5-6 songs, but then you can guarantee the next 5-6 songs you write will be completely different to the first 5-6 songs that we've had, which we enjoy. It's never like we're copying certain sounds or certain riffs. We're always looking to try and go different and weird with it.
And so yeah. And I was listening to your music, and that's what I dug about it, is that, you know, it had that real heavy, brutal vibe, but then there was the cool, like, melodic thing going on too. And I like when music's like that, because anybody can just be brutal through a whole song, but it takes true talent to be able to go back and forth and include a lot of different influences in your music.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we enjoy it that way. I mean, like I say, when we originally started, the stuff we were writing was very, very, very heavy. And then, like I say, we kind of adventured more into looking at our music backgrounds and thinking, well, how can we put this, this, and this into one thing? And then, like I said, the stuff that we've been coming out with at the moment, we're really, really enjoying. And we think it kind of grasps it really, really well. So hopefully we can stick to it and it goes down all right.
I think it will. And, you know, one thing that I think is cool that a lot of people don't realize when it comes to any kind of metal is that, you know, the music is actually, the lyrics are usually a positive message, some kind of empowering message. And people always think it's about, like, brutality and death and destruction because of the sound of the music, when it's the exact opposite. Like, for instance, your new album, Limerence, I mean, basically it's described as a vessel that you use to, you know, expand the conversation about toxic behavior coming from, like, domestic abuse, manipulation, control, all the things that are, a lot of things that are going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to write the lyrics, and I'm not by any means an unhappy person. If anything, anyone who knows me will say I'm quite a happy person. But for some reason, when I end up writing lyrics, it does tend to go to a bit of a dark place. I mean, we started writing a new EP, and the first set of lyrics I wrote, I looked at them and thought, damn, that really is quite dark. So we have started to change it up. And I do agree with you. A lot of the time, because people hear it scream, 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 they do always expect that it's about something very, very, very dark. But a lot of the time it is about something good, whether that's rising up from something that's happened and, like, trying to be you and sort of push everything else out the way, the bad negative energy sort of thing. But like you say, because it sounds brutal and heavy, everyone just sort of expects it to be brutal and heavy when in most cases it's not.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the thing is every one of us walking the earth has some kind of darkness that we've been through or something we've experienced, seen, or what have you. And I think it's important to have music as an outlet to be able to have, like, a safe place for everybody to talk about that and get empowered by it.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of freedom in it, which is one big thing, because people always say there's a freedom of speech, yet no matter what you say, there's always someone who's saying you can't say that. So music is a big part of just saying what you want to say without anyone turning around and saying you can't say that, which is what we love about it, because we can literally say anything and try and get any message across, and we're not in the wrong for doing it. Yeah, we do try and put a good message across. That's something we'll always sort of strive to do. Whether it is about something bad, it'll always be about coming out the other side and making it good. But yeah, I do agree with you. You do get a lot of freedom in music, and that is the best thing about it, 100%.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny. I was just thinking while you were talking about how when you listen to songs and you're spreading some type of message, it's not the same as somebody just, like, talking to you. Because a lot of times when people are talking to you, sometimes they're maybe, like, talking at you. Whereas singing a song, it's like just, the focus is the song and the message is the byproduct.
Yeah, you've got to believe in it. As corny as that sounds, you kind of really do. And it all comes across in sort of how your videos look, how your sound's really produced, and how you perform it live. Because if you've got a really, really in, really deep song that you're trying to get across to someone, and you don't have any sort of emotion behind it, you're never going to reach anyone. Yep. And that's why, like you say, yourself, talking to someone about it isn't always the best way. But when you put it into some sort of song format and you really, really, really express everything in that song, it's so much more powerful than just having a conversation.
No doubt. And music's, I always say, it's like the best therapy there is. You know, it saves so many people a lot of times because of that message, and people can relate and they feel like they're not alone. So it's, you know, especially in metal, we're one big family.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. This is another thing as well. Like, I have friends who aren't into metal music, and then they see videos of what we call mosh pits and things like that, and they think that is brutal. But if you go to any metal festival, they are the friendliest people you'll ever meet.
No doubt. You know, it's funny. I talk about that a lot, because when you look at a mosh pit in a video and you're not a metalhead, you're like, oh my God, they're killing each other in there. But when you're in the pit, it's like, listen, you fall down, people pick you up. It's a family, and it's a healthy way. With all the violence that's going on in the world, mosh pits to me are the healthiest way to get out whatever's bothering you.
Yeah, man, break a sweat, but you can guarantee the person next to you ain't going to judge you for it.
Exactly. And, you know, you're all in it together, and it's actually exhilarating. Anybody that's never been in a mosh pit in their life, I think they should at least try it to get the different vibe of being in it opposed to watching it.
Yeah, definitely. You do feel like you've had a workout after you've done it, though.
Yeah, no doubt. I have. There have been many concerts in my lifetime that I've come out, and the next 3 days I was more sore than if I went to the gym. And it wasn't from getting beat up. It's from the exercise of it.
Yeah, your body does feel it. But yeah, like I say, honestly, when I was younger, I don't think it was ever really metal music that I was into. And then I got shown Black Sabbath, which then I sort of started learning Black Sabbath riffs on the guitar. And I think that really, really got me into metal. But I was like in the same sort of mindset on that. The music is brutal and heavy. And when you see the videos, it's like, that is not fun. That is not right. And then when you actually are a part of it, you think, well, hang on a minute. This is ace. I mean, there's a couple of festivals in the UK, one called Slam Dunk Festival, which they do local to where I live. And the first year I went to that was my first proper festival. And I was kind of worried a little bit because it was kind of the first real time I'd ever got involved in something like a mosh pit or crowd surfing or anything like that. And it was ace. It was so sick. And like I say, the people around you, because they're so friendly, and there's no bad blood or bad omens around anywhere. It's so good, man. It's so good.
Hey, I'll tell you a great story. So I had somebody that was working for me that she was a country girl. And, you know, I go and I cover all these festivals across the U.S. And I had to do two festivals in one weekend. And so I sent her to one while I went to the other. She had never been to a rock festival ever. And I was like, and the headliner was Bring Me the Horizon. So as you can imagine,
right, okay.
it was a bit hairy for a first timer. And it was so funny because I said to her ahead of time, I'm like, now listen, you're going to go to this thing and you're going to have the best time you ever had in your life. And I said just like this, I'm like, unlike these country concerts that you go to where, you know, all these rednecks are getting drunk and getting into fights, you would think that's going to happen at a metal festival. It's not. You're one big happy family. You're going to go there. You're going to make all these new friends. You're going to have the best time of your life. So So she comes back and she's like, oh my God, that was the best experience ever. You're right. She's like, I have all these new friends. I have a new boyfriend now. And I love Bring Me the Horizon. They're like my favorite band now.
It's just the energy, man. Like, yeah. I've never seen a scene of music which has so much energy. I've been to sort of like pop concerts and things like that, and you just get people standing around with the phones in the air filming it.
Yeah.
Which you go to something like a metal concert, things like that, no one, or they might have the odd person with the phone in the air, but the amount of people who don't have the phones in the air and actually there to see the band and feel the energy, it's so much better. I think that's why I prefer it. I mean, I listen to all kinds of music, but if I had to choose over a pop concert and a metal concert, it'd have to be a metal concert every day.
No doubt. You're right. It's all about the energy. And it's funny you mentioned the phone thing because there was one show a couple years ago, a Slipknot show, and somebody in the front was on their phone and Corey Taylor went over and slapped it out of their hand. And like,
too right.
Yeah, he was like, listen, I'm over here.
The thing is, it's like the amount of people who miss these shows, especially for bands like Slipknot and things like that. I mean, I saw Slipknot in my hometown Leeds a couple of years ago, and the tickets sold out so quick. And the amount of people who miss out on the gigs, it's not fair to be there with a phone in the air filming it. It's like if you've got a ticket, you need to be there to watch the band and not film it and watch the band on your phone after. It's like the amount of people who have missed the tickets who want to go see these bands. It's not fair you standing there with a phone.
No
doubt. So if you're going to do that, you may as well watch it on the TV once it's done.
I agree. It's like, just watch it on YouTube. There's probably better recordings than you're making, whoever.
Yeah, you know? A lot of bands do their own recordings now anyway. Don't they stick a camera in and film it?
Yeah.
People can't go.
Exactly. I don't get it. Maybe after this whole pandemic, people will have a whole new appreciation and be able to experience it after having to watch live streams for a year. Maybe that'll cure them. I don't know. I'm old school. I'm from the time before phones. And I think to myself, man, I don't know how a phone would have ever survived in my day because, like, I was crazy. And, you know, it was like the phone would have just gotten in the way. Like, even now, I'll be at a show, and after I'm done working, you know, I hand my helper my phone, my keys, and everything. I'm like, I'll be back.
I love that.
Well, yeah, you got experience. I look at people in the pit, and they're in the pit with their phone and stuff, and I'm like, now sometimes I'll do that for promo because I'm radio, and I'll do it for a few minutes, but then I'm done. You know, like,
yeah.
How can you be in the pit the whole time with your phone? Like, I don't know. When I was a teenager, if we had that, I would have been the first one to go take that dude out. Like, I would have been, came around the bend and came up with like a Tyson lunge and taking them out for having their phone up.
I mean, I get, like, I don't disagree with having the phones there as such. Like, if you want to film something, then film it. You want to take some photos and photos. But yeah. If you're going to be there at a gig where a band is playing a show for an hour and a half, don't film it for an hour and a half.
Exactly.
What's the point?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, people filming small parts, doing Snapchats, taking pictures. But
yeah, man.
But be present. Be present. Like, do that and then be present.
I think the whole scene has definitely been missed, and I don't think people realise just how much they would miss it until it had gone, sort of thing. I mean, we released our first tour for January 2022, which was today, with a band called Spoiler. So we're going around the south of England. And the reaction to that, after just a couple of hours, for people who are actually ready to go to gigs, has been ridiculous. And I do think once everything starts again, for every country, gigs are going to be 10 times better than what they were beforehand, because people have missed it so much.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm hoping the pandemic cured. Like, people will be like, because I know me, you know, somebody who does 50 or more shows at least a year, you know, it's like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know what to do with myself the past year. It was weird. Yeah, you know, and I just feel like that first festival I go to, I'm just going to be like this big sigh. I'm back home, you know?
Yeah, definitely, man. 100%. It's the same. And again, with local bands as well. I mean, sort of around, we have so many local gigs around sort of my hometown, and we tend to go, well, me and a couple of friends used to tend to go to quite a few. But then the amount of people sort of dropped off, I'm just really hoping for all, like, the local bands, it'll really, really pick up for them.
I think it will.
Just someone go to a show. Just say, oh, it's a Thursday night. Stuff it. There's a band playing down at the local pub. Let's just go and watch it. Let's just do it.
I just went a few weeks ago to go see a band at a local place near me that was playing country music just because it was live music.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I didn't care who was playing. I didn't care what the music was. It was just live music, and that's all I cared about.
Yeah, man. Like I say, you don't realize how much you miss it until you really are missing it.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can't wait. I mean, like I say, we've got a couple of gigs planned this year so far, and then obviously we've got me and the guitarist are going to a gig in November, I think it is, which, oh, man, I am counting down the days just to go watch a band live.
Oh, me too. I'm booked with a bunch of festivals coming up in the fall, and I'm like, is it really going to happen? I don't know, but I hope so.
Yeah, man, I think because this has lasted so long now, everyone is really, really, really got the fingers crossed. I mean, I'm not too sure what it's like in America at the moment. We've got a bit of a roadmap to come out of it, like I said, on the 21st of June, and everyone over here is really, really, really open, and fingers crossed that on the 21st of June, he does not turn around and say, right, we're not going to be able to open everything. Because,
yeah,
like I say, it's been hard for every country. And because they've really given us a hope in sight now, it's a kiss. And if you take that away, it's going to, oh, man, it's going to be horrible.
That's why I was saying why I was. I'm like cautiously optimistic, because it's like, I you know, somebody asked me, are you excited about going to these festivals? I'm like, I'll let you know when I'm there.
Yeah,
you know, but in the meantime, we got lots of great music to listen to from you guys, and you know, you got In Violence. That's a badass tune that everybody should definitely check out. That's now out.
Thanks, man.
Tell everybody how they can reach out to you guys on social media, on the web, how they can get all your new music, check any tour dates, all that stuff.
Yeah, man. So everything is on our Facebook and Instagram, which is In Retrospect. Obviously, we're on all your favorite streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, etc. Obviously, release tracks are already on there. And then we've got a pre-save link for the new track Limerence, which drops on the 11th of this month, which you can pre-save that now. which is all on our social media. And then all the gig listings so far are all down the social media pages, videos on YouTube. Just check us out everywhere, man. Check every band out because it's such help to everyone at the moment.
And that's the other thing about the holy music community right there. When it comes to times like this, this is when the whole community bands together and supports everybody.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Honestly, if people could just take an hour just to go through every new band or every band at the moment who is still trying to do something, it'd make such a difference.
No doubt. I agree wholeheartedly. We need to keep supporting music and live music and everything about it, you know, because it gives us such great joy and it's the best therapy we could have. And after the year we've had, we need a lot of therapy in a festival or a concert. Or a local show, or any pit anywhere.
Yeah, man.
Well, thanks for the great music, and thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Ah, thank you, man. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.